So I oversee what we call the Green Team, which is a 16-week voluntary landscape training scheme in which eight or so 16 to 23-year-olds work with two supervisors from Groundwork Hertfordshire, and will go and work on Riversmead housing sites, re-landscaping and improving communal areas or front gardens of residents or sheltered housing schemes. And at the same time, we'll work with the young people to put them through a City and Guilds Level 1 diploma in land-based studies. They'll do a first aid course, and they'll do a health and safety test, which they get a certificate for, which can allow them to work on a building site in the future.
Now, the kind of stuff they're doing, you've mentioned qualifications. That sounds great. It sounds like you're actually able to push people back into work with them learning things that could prove useful. But it's not really about the education, is it? It's not about filling the time. It's about a real personal development and a journey that you're actually putting them on. Talk to me about the difference that you're making. What are the people really getting from this? What's most important about it?
Absolutely. So aside from all the qualifications that they get, this project is about preparing them for employment. So that's for long term. This qualification and the course that they'll get will set them up almost on a stepping stone journey for the next 10-15 years to develop a career in landscaping or construction, if that's what they wanted.
What sort of people are we talking about? So what sort of situations are they in? What are their lives like before they start the project in the first place?
So 16 to 23-year-olds, they would not be in education or employment or in college or anything like that. So they may be on job seekers. They may be just completely unemployed, sitting at home with nothing much to do. So what we do is we in partnership with Riversmead Housing, we'll find these young people, we'll give them a little interview, and then we take them on, and we take them through the journey, as well as the qualifications, to take them through a journey of personal development. So we'll challenge them on things that on barriers to employment. So we'll work with them to do CV writing, we'll do interview preparation, we'll do a mock interview with them, they'll do job searching skills, but at the same time they'll work with the two supervisors and they'll challenge their behaviour, they'll challenge their issues that they have, that they bring to work, all in the hope that in the future they can then go on to hold down an employment course or a college course in order to better themselves further.
You've mentioned these supervisors. These are the other very special people on this project, because without them it just doesn't happen. And it's a special kind of person as well, people that really motivate, that really inspire. They're not very easy to find, but you do find them.
We do. Our supervisors and assistants are a complicated mix of working with young people, so you could say youth workers. They are very experienced landscapers, so they can do the paving, they can do timber work and joinery, turfing and some sort of block work and brick work occasionally, but also these staff are those that can really connect with the young people. And again, we're not going to be able to challenge them on their issues to employment if they don't create a professional relationship with the young people. And it's quite a unique skill to have to put all of those together.